Welcome to another edition of the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. We're at the midway point of the NFL season. The Raiders are 3-5 and still only two games out of first place. We have a great show for you, as we'll take a look at the Baltimore Ravens coming up a little bit later on. But first, we start off by going back to last Sunday, as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers came to town, and it was an offensive shootout. The Raiders had the ball late in the game with still an opportunity to win. This is Raiders Replay. For the first time since 2004, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made their way into Oakland to face off against a Raiders team looking for their third consecutive victory. With just over five to go in the first quarter, the Bucs were on the verge of getting on the board first.
And the ball is down. Kane in the
but blocked!
The Raiders block a kick and they're running it back out to the 40.
Midfield still going.
Houston into Buccaneer territory. Big play for the Raider defense and the crowd loving every minute of it.
But a blocked field goal attempt by Lamar Houston led to a 29-yard field goal by Raiders kicker Sebastian Janikowski. And for the eighth consecutive week, the Raiders managed to put points on the board inside the two-minute mark heading into halftime. This time it was quarterback Carson Palmer who connected with rookie wideout Rod Streeter for a 25-yard score.
Loud the right sideline. Streeter's got it! End zone, touchdown Raiders!
What a play and what a series for the Raiders receivers.
Heading into the half at 10-7, the Raiders would be with the lead, but would be without starting running back Darren McFadden, who was sidelined with a high ankle sprain.
Possibly a big blow for this Raiders rushing game. His return is doubtful for this game.
The Bucs began to break away from the game on the back of rookie Doug Martin. Tampa Bay scored 21 unanswered points, taking a commanding 28-10 lead into the fourth quarter.
They go to Martin. Martin off the left side, breaks a tackle, and here's Martin again.
But their 18-point lead soon dissipated as Palmer led a Raider comeback that brought the Silver and Black to within 3 points with fewer than 4 minutes to go.
Throwing for Myers, who dives into the end zone for a touchdown.
And there's the pass, caught, touchdown, Brandon Myers.
Palmer back, throws end zone, Reese has got it.
We go for two to make it a field goal game.
And there's Palmer, and he's going to throw it up for Grant, it's caught. And it's now a field goal difference, 35-32. And this crowd is in full throat.
RPM.
Palmer threw for a season high 414 yards, which amounted to the fourth most passing yards in franchise history.
Palmer throws out left, and it is intercepted.
And Ahmad Black may have sealed it for the Buccaneers.
But a costly interception late in the game led to another score by the Bucs, putting the game out of reach. Before the game, the Raiders, along with the Police and Fire, the Fallen Heroes organization, recognized and paid tribute to first responders from within the Bay Area.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Members from 20 Northern California Police and Fire Departments were on hand to participate in a very special on-field recognition, which included the presentation of colors by the Oakland Fire Department's Honor Guard and a first unit responder helicopter flyover. It was great to see so many of the heroes on the field before the game. Stay tuned, there's still more to come on this week's edition of the Raiders Report.